Morning, Chodesh. My name is not Shochet, but if it's a Mekachtos, you know, you don't have to stay. It's going to be actually easier for me, you know, less people. So since we're in right now the days of Sfiras HaOmer, I heard a story from Harav Noach Weinberg. He said the story was a Yiddish person one time did something against the king, and so they came to the king, and the king says that he deserves to get hung. So they bring him over. He's ready for his trial day, and he asks the king if he doesn't mind for a request. He has one request before he goes. So the king says, "Yes, sure. What's your request?" He said, "If you don't mind, I want to go say bye bye to my family and my kids. And then you can take me away." So he says, "Okay, very nice. How am I gonna know you're gonna come back? What's the guarantee that you're gonna come back?" He says, "Listen, I have a good friend of mine that he doesn't mind to be the guarantor." So they bring him over. He says, "Yeah, Chaim, you don't mind to be his." His guy, "Yes, says, listen, I'm a very good friend of his, and if he doesn't come back in the right time, the right day, he gives him a week. If he doesn't come back in a week, so you can take him instead." So the king lets him go, and he goes to say bye bye to his family. He's coming back, and he's on the boat, and the boat got delayed. And he's running as much as fast as he can, but it's already the day that he's supposed to get hung. They take his friend, and he's already up, putting the string around him, and the one that's supposed to get hung is running through the people, and says, "Hello, I'm still back. I'm here. I'm on time." Says. He gets there. His friend says, "No, I'm sorry. You're too late. We had a deal." He says, "Yeah, but I'm the one that's supposed to get punished, not you." And they're fighting back and forth. The soldiers of they don't know what to do. Who should they take? So they come to the king, and they're both arguing back and forth. He said, "Listen, the time is ended. And supposed to be you were supposed to be here. You weren't here on time, so." Chaim says, "Listen, I have to go." And the first person, the Jewish person, says, "No, listen, it's my punishment." And they're both fighting. The king says, "You know what? Listen, I'm going to both let you go because I never saw such a thing. You're such a friendship." He says, "But the only reason I'm going to let you go is if I can join your friendship." He says, "That's the only reason." And actually, the couple of weeks, we have to work on our Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi. That's what Rabbi Noach Weinberg says, you know, the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. This is the Avoid that we have to work on. So I just wanted to speak a little bit. It's not a Chidushim, what I'm saying. It's just to remind us some halachos of Refuah and Shabbos. And how much important, and what's the importance of Temechal Shabbos in a case of a Pituach Nefesh? The Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis, it says, you're allowed in Mechal Shabbos for a person that's in a Pituach Nefesh. Bikoach nefesh doiches a Shabbos, and he brings him in Safa bikoach nefesh, And he says, the Gemara says, "Vein oisin dvarim halalu lo yaladei nochrim." You don't do these pikuach nefesh to mechal Shabbos. You don't do it aladei nochrim. Aladei kusim velaladei ela aladei gdol Yisrael. You only do this aladei gdol Yisrael. Bring the big rav, and he's the one that's mechal Shabbos. Chiddush. The Tosfos says on the spot. He says, "Elo gdol Yisrael vafilu heicha deefshar be." The Nochri, even if you have a guy standing right there, and he can mechal Shabbos for you, says Tosfos, "Mitzvah be Yisrael, Shema yisatzel anochri velo yase viyovo lidei sakona." The mitzvah is davka in this yid to do the pikuach nefesh, because we have a chashash. The guy doesn't care so much; he cares to save the person's life, but he has a less of a strive to save him as fast as a yid. That's what Tosfos brings this Gemara. The Gemara actually brings a lot of rayas. It brings a lot of drashas how to learn out where we learn that the pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. How do we know it? It brings one drasha after another drasha, but we learn it out, comes out, bottom line, we learn it out from the pasuk. It says, "Eila hamitzvois asher yase yasu oisom ha'adam v'chay bohem." So, what are the mitzvahs that a person should do v'chay bohem? The chazal, we're dashing the pasuk, it says, "Dafka v'chay bohem v'loy yamus bohem." So you have to do the mitzvahs, but you have to stay alive. That means, brings out, dafka, we learn out from this drasha, because this drasha we learn out, even if it's a suffix pikuach nefesh, you're not sure that this person is going to die. Like the Gemara brings later on, if you have a wall that fell down, the wall fell down, and it's a big, big wall, cement wall, it fell down, you don't know if someone is underneath that the rubble over there. You don't know if someone's there. And even the Gemara says, even if there's another Sveiksvega, even if someone's there, you know, maybe he's dead already. So what do you have? He says, yeah, even though you have to mechal Shabbos and to go save this person and to go check, even if there's something there. Okay, so that's that Gemara. And the Poskim can bring out from this halacha that even if, let's say you have a chole, that he's in a case of a sakonas nefashos, but you have, let's say you have a pill that he can take, and it only works sometimes. You don't know. So you allow him a chal Shabbos to go out and go drive to get this pill, even though you're a chal Shabbos, you can go out and get this pill, because it's a suffix mishum suffix nefashos, you can make it over here. We have a special din of pikuach nefesh. The Gemara says in the inyan of how fast you have to mechal Shabbos and you have to do this so fast. It says mi sheyesh lechoyli, whoever has a choyli of a sakona, and you have to mechal Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of to save this person's life on Shabbos. The Gemara says in the daf before that, it says in daf peidaladum debeis in yuma. Right, we said that we don't do it Ali Day Nochim, we don't do Ali Day Kusim, we only do Ali Day Gidol Yisrael. Now, the Gemara says, right, he says, even if you can do it, we saw Taisis, even if you can do it Ali Day Agoy, it's a mitzvah, is Dafka Be Yisrael, because we said he might stall, he won't do it as fast. Actually, the Machaber passes like this. In Or Chaim Shin Chof Ches Yud Beis, Or Chaim says the Shulchan Aruch. He says, "Ki mishemachalin Shabbos al choile sheyesh bo sakana, mishtadlin, we try as much as we can sheloy la'asayis aliday einim yehudim uktanim v'noshim." We're going to explain why noshim here, but el aliday Yisrael Gedolim ubnei das. You should do it al yedei Yisrael. Gedolim ubnei das. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Rama says, let's see the Mishnah Berurah on that before. The Mishnah Berurah says, Shloi la'asois, hatam kosav arosh, and that's actually the Tosfos that we said, that mitoich mishum de zimnin de lisnayu, v'ose gam kin la'adruy basrayu, mitoich kach, they're going to come to the day sakono, and he's going to come to the day sakono. And the Mishnah Berurah says, this whole din is, we can understand, gabi ktanim, and not Jewish people, but Noshim, what's the reason that we don't tell us to your wives, yeah? What's the reason why we don't use Noshim to Michal Shabbos? Of course, we're not talking about a case, the Mishnah Berurah is going to say that it's only women over the only women over there. Of course, you she's Michal Shabbos right away, but if there's talking about a case that there's men there, Gedolei Yisrael, and Noshim, everyone's there, and they see this person's on the floor, and he's in the case of a Sakonos Nefasha, we don't ask the woman, because Shemra Yoimru Shalei Nitan Shabbos Litchois Af Bepikuach Nefesh, Lekach Moisi Noiso, and then the second reason is, V'isaslu Badovo Mitoch Kach Yavdei Sakono, we have a tzad, we're scared that she is going to be too lenient about the pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. You know, we're scared she doesn't know exactly the halacha, she's going to say, you know, listen, I don't know. Or, yakilo anoshim bedover v'yavo lechal Shabbos mo makir. They're going to be makel over here all the way that they're going to be makel. In the next Shabbos, that they're not supposed to be mechal Shabbos, they're going to mechal Shabbos then too. So it sounds like a Noshim, I don't know, maybe their Kalo is Data, is their Das is so maybe that's the reason why Noshim are it's better not to use Noshim. But the Mishnah Berurah keeps on going and he says, Ela al yedei sheyesham b'mamet zechachomim mitzvah lechatchilo la'aso yischilo Shabbos al yedeyim. It's a mitzvah lechatchila to do dafka mitzvah chilul Shabbos dafka on Gedolei Yisrael. If they should do the chilul Shabbos, and of course that's what I said before. The Mishnah Berurah says that the kol siv zeh, this whole siv that we said we're talking about, that the Gedolei Yisrael is there and everyone is there in the same mamet. But of course if Ileika shama noshim, yesham noshim. There is a woman there. Bevadai ein lahem lahamtin. They shouldn't wait. Behem zrizus. When it's close, you should the mishachal Shabbos right away. The Rama says yesh oimrim dim efshal asois beloy dichui ubeloy ichu. If a person can mechal Shabbos without a dichui and without a ichur, that means if you have a goy that he can, or this person can do it al yedei shinoi, a Yiddish person can do it al yedei shinoi to mechal Shabbos for this pikuach nefesh, and he is not going to be ma'achin. That means he's not going to do it a bit slower than the regular way. Or im efshal la'asos al yedei ein yehudi v'lo ichu klal, if you can do it al yedei a goy v'lo ichu klal without delay. Oisin alidei ein Yehudi. The Rama says, you do it alidei ein Yehudi. V'chein noyagim, says the Rama, aval, b'mokoyim, yesh lachush, sheisatzel ein Yehudi. If we have a case that we can, there's a small chashash that the ein Yehudi is going to stall a little bit, ein la'asos alidei ein Yehudi, we do not use the goy, and of course we use the yid. Now there's a world war going on this Rama that it says it sounds like it's not like the Mechaber. The Mechaber brings that no matter what, you use the Gedolei Yisrael, you use the Rav of the town, he should be Mechal Shabbos. And the Rama, it sounds like that if you're in a case that you can use a Jewish person, Alidei Shinui, or a Goy, that's fast enough, so you should really use him. Now there's a machloikis here between the Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Heitev explaining the Taz. There's a Taz that he is chaylik on this Ramah in Gansen. The Taz in the same in the spot in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, the Taz says we don't. Says the Mishnah Berurah on this, v'chein neyagin, v'ataz kosav delav minhag v'tikenhu. We do not pass like this. It's not our minhag. That what? That we should use a guy. The Taz says we should use right away a yid, and you can explain why. And he says, da'af shiyochel asa yisali de'ein yehudi mikol mokoyim ha'yisrael. Even though you have a Goyish person there, the Yiddish person is going to go much faster. He's going to go much faster, and he's going to Chalal Shabbos because he cares for the person. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kol Azoriz Arei Ze Meshubach. It sounds like we're going to explain, but the Baal Heitev says. Let's go up to the Berit, and it says the Taz choylek al ze on the Rama, and he says v'kosav diyesh chashash. We have a chashash. Shema at machshil leosid. You are going to be machshil for the next time, the next Shabbos. Why? Shiru achshav. Right now, people are going to see she'ein oisin rak al yedei ein yehudi. We do not use. If they use the guy like this time, so we're going to see. So maybe we should. Maybe we're not allowed to use a Yisrael. People are going to get mixed up. So if you use this guy now, next time you're going to look for a guy. You're not going to have this guy around. This person that's in a chayla sheish b'sakana, in a terrible situation, he's going to get stalled. B'mashi yamtino al yidei nehudi. We're going to have to wait for this guy to come, and that's why the Baal Heitev finishes the chayin noyagin. Right, so we do not bring a guy at all. So the Baal Heitev explains the Taz. That Chaylik on the Ramon says we do not bring a guy at all, and we only use the Gedolei B'Yisrael. Mishnah Berurah sounds like at the end of the Mishnah Berurah sounds like if you know this guy is going to be the same speed as the Yid, so you can use the guy. That's what it sounds like. So of course if the goy is not there, we use the yid right away. But it sounds like that's the machloigis between the Baal Heitev and the Mishnah Berurah in understanding the Taz. That's choylek on the Ramah. That's in the Chal Shabbos in the Zrizus. Now, okay, we have a couple of dinim in a chayle. There's five different situations that a chayle can be in. We allow to mechal Shabbos, or you can do a derabbanon. We're going to try to go through them one by one. First of all, what is the iser of taking pills, or why can you, a person can do any refuah on Shabbos? The Chachamim, the Chazal, were metakin a din in refuah that you're not allowed to use any pills, or you can't do any peula of a to make this person better. Why? Because we have a chashash. In those days, in the Gemara time, they used to use special herbs, and they used to crush them all the way down. They used to crush them. They used to use those herbs for the refuah. And we have a Isra on Shabbos, Isra Doraisa, of Teichin, grounding, not let it ground, grind, not let it grind. So the Chachamim Chazal, we're mitaken that we have a Chashash, Shema, if we use this refuah, if you give it, use these pills or anything, he's going to grind the pills in Shabbos, and he's going to come on going over on Issa Daraisa of Teichin. And Paiskim ask, you know, even though our days, we don't know how to do such a thing. You know, maybe a special pharmacist knows how to do. Doesn't matter. We're like plug. Even our days, we're not allowed to. We're not allowed to do this because we have a chashash. Shema is going to come and do teichin. Now we have five different stages. I'm just going to try to go through it quickly of a chayle. The first chayle that's not such a chayle is the least of a chayle is called a mechush. A mechush ba'alma is just. He has a little bit of pain, let's say in his head or in his throat. I don't know, maybe he's got heartburns. He's just a mechush. The din is, in a mechush, you're not allowed to do anything for this mechush. Nothing. Can't do a goy, can't even do a darabonon, nothing. Can't do anything with a mechush because we have the chashash of this chazal. Second din is a miksas choyli. That's a little bit darga on top of that. A miksas choyli, and he's in tzad. I mean, he has a little bit of pain, and it bothers him. What's the miksas choyli? Let's say, I'm just giving an example. Each case is different, but let's say he has a toothache that's it's hurting him, it's bothering him, but it's not hurting him so much like we're going to see the next stage. It's bothering him a lot. It's bothering him. And he doesn't have to lie down. He's walking regular, just he has a toothache, he has a throatache, a headache. The din is that you're allowed to ask a goy, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to go do an Issa Darabonon. Let's say he's got the pill. He's got the pill in the next door neighbor, and there's no eruv, and it's not in the shusarabim. He can go ask the guy. Listen, go to the next door neighbor, get me that pill, and he can take the pill. That's in the case of a miksas choyli, and he's a tzar. And the next case, the most common case that we have is a choyle sheim b'sakana. That's the most common case. The choyle sheim b'sakana. The darga is to explain as much as we can what's a choyle sheim b'sakana. And if the person is so sick that he has to right now go rest in his bed. He feels so sick. He has to. His whole body, either his whole body is in pain, he feels his whole body, even though he's not laying down right now in bed, but he feels right now that he needs a bed. He needs the bed. So, he is in a dalga of a choyle sheim bo sakana. A choyle sheim bo sakana is, let's say, his teeth is hurting him so much, he has such a terrible headache, he's got a flu, and he's in a terrible situation. He has to go lie down. So he allowed to. You can ask a goy to do for you a malacha d'oraisa, right? With a shinoi, you can go ask a goy to do. You can even go ask a goy to do a malacha d'oraisa. You can go tell the goy, listen, go drive to the hospital. No remez, nothing. You can go out, tell the guy, the loch is mefuyashus. You can go tell the guy, listen, go drive to the pharmacist and go buy me this pill because I need it. And the guy can go drive it. You can even ask a yid to do a darabonon with a shinoi. Darabonon with a shinoi is just a small example. What's a darabonon with a shinoi? If, let's say, it's not an ashus arabim, there's no eruv, you can go ask a yid to go to the next neighbor and get the pill, and to bring it with his mouth, the pill with his mouth, with the shina, you can even do that. And then we have the fourth, number four is sakonas aver. Sakonas aver is in the case that in this refuah, in this chayli, in this sickness, he's going to not, it doesn't have to lose a limb, but he's going to, it's not going to work as regular. I don't know, let's say his fingers, he hurt himself with the finger, and he's not going to be able to use it in a regular situation. So you're allowed to, of course we're not talking about a case that, in this case that it's going to get worse and worse. If it's going to get worse and worse and he's going to become to a sakana nefashos, you're allowed to mechal Shabbos right away. You're allowed to mechal Shabbos. So in this case, you're allowed to ask a you're allowed to ask even a yid. Of course, we said we're allowed to ask a goy because it's even a higher situation of a chodesh shem b'sakon. You can ask a yid to do a derabbanan even without a shinui. You can go get the pills even regular because he's in a worse situation. And there's a bigger heter of the Graz, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, the Falk, bring a special heter that in this situation of a Sakonas Aver, they allowed even a Yiddish person to do a Malacha Doraisa with a Shinui. Malacha Doraisa with a Shinui, he can ask even a Yid, right, to go to in Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim to bring the pill in with a Shinui. That's a special heter. If in a really stuck situation, maybe you can use this. And then we have the worst cases. Of course, we have a chole sheyesh b'sakana. A chole sheyesh b'sakana is, I mean, it's very wide. It's very wide situations. It can be a person has a heart attack. Or a woman is ready for birth. You know, you let him mechal Shabbos right away and do whatever you need to not stall this case. And the poskim can bring even the Gemara says even a chayisha. That means even if you can save this person for an extra 2 minutes, you're gonna machal Shabbos doing all the averus. You're allowed to save this person even for an extra 2 minutes because a chayisha. You're allowed to machal Shabbos even for a chayisha. So this, I hope that's just the basics of So everyone should have a agin chodesh.